welcome to the Tuesday, June 11th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. There's a lot of great listening over there, over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a biblical worldview. My brothers and sisters in Christ over there doing some wonderful work for the kingdom. I would encourage you to get on over there. I will guarantee you're going to find something over there you want to listen to. And there's a really good chance, and I say this from experience, you find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a podcast that is dedicated to prayer, devotion, scripture reading, and Bible study, and anything else I want to talk about. All right, well, we're continuing on through the week. Again, with the other work I've got going, we're just going to be doing our Bible reading today. But I do want to remind you about our conference coming up August 8th through the 10th. Christian Responsibility in an Unchristian World. That is at Vail Valley Baptist Church here in Vail, Arizona. You can find it by going to vvb.church. There's a banner right there on our homepage. Just click on it. It can take you to the registration page. You can also find it through the Christian Podcast Community. You'd go to strivingforeternity.org/Vail, V-A-I-L. That will also get you there. Again, you need to come to this conference. If you are in anywhere near the area, you need to come to this conference. It is definitely worth your while. Actually, even if you're not in this area, you need to come. The speakers that are coming are great. I'm not just doing it because they're great speakers. It's because the topic they're speaking on is critical for you and I, to know and be edified and equipped on these topics so that we can properly meet our Christian responsibility. We can properly walk the worthy walk that Paul speaks of in Ephesians 4 through 6, that we can walk that worthy walk in the world where we're living in. So I would implore you to come to our conference. All right. Let's go ahead and get started. We're going to go ahead and open up with the third day morning prayer. It's called God, Creator and Controller. Let's pray. Most High God, the universe with all its myriad creatures is thine, made by thy word, upheld by thy power, governed by thy will. But thou art also the Father of mercies, the God of all grace, the bestower of all comfort, the protector of the saved. Thou hast been mindful of us, hast visited us, preserved us, given us a goodly heritage, the Holy Scriptures, the joyful gospel, the Savior of souls. We come to thee in Jesus' name, make mention of his righteousness only, to plead his obedience and sufferings, who magnified the law both in its precepts and penalty, and made it honorable. May we be justified by his blood, saved by his life, joined to his spirit. Let us take up his cross and follow him. May the agency of thy grace prepare us for thy dispensations. Make us willing that thou shouldst choose our inheritance and determine what we shall retain or lose, suffer or enjoy. If blessed with prosperity, may we be free from its snares and use, not abuse, its advantages. May we patiently and cheerfully submit to those afflictions which are necessary. When we are tempted to wander, hedge up our way. Excite in us abhorrence of sin. Wean us from the present evil world. Assure us that we shall at last enter Emmanuel's land, where none is ever sick, and the sun will always shine. Amen. All right, and our morning devotion here from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. The text is from 1 John 4, so hopefully we'll be getting into 1 John here within the next month or so. 1 John 4, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Oh, how much is that true? There is no light in the planet but that which proceedeth from the sun, and there is no true love to Jesus in the heart but that which cometh from the Lord Jesus himself. From this overflowing fountain of the infinite love of God, all our love to God must spring. This must ever be a great and certain truth, that we love him for no other reason than because he first loved us. Our love to him is the fair offspring of his love to us. Cold admiration, when studying the works of God, anyone may have, but the warmth of love can only be kindled in the heart by God's Spirit. How great the wonder that such as we should ever have been brought to love Jesus at all! How marvelous that when we had rebelled against him, he should be a display of such amazing love. Seek to draw us back. I'm sorry. He should, by a display of such amazing love, seek to draw us back. Wow, I read that way wrong. Sorry about that. No, never should we have had a grain of love towards God unless it had been sown in us by the sweet seed of his love to us. Love, then, has for its parent the love of God shed abroad in the heart. But after it is thus divinely born, it must be divinely nourished. Love is an exotic. It is not a plant which will flourish naturally in human soil. It must be watered from above. Love to Jesus is a flower of a delicate nature, and if it received no nourishment but that which could be drawn from the rock of our hearts, it would soon wither. As love comes from heaven, so it must feed on heavenly bread. It cannot exist in the wilderness unless it be fed by manna from on high. Love must feed on love. The very soul and life of our love to God is his love to us. I love thee, Lord, but with no love of mine, for I have none to give. I love thee, Lord, but all the love is thine, for by thy love I live. I am as nothing, and rejoice to be emptied and lost and swallowed up in thee. All right, hang on a second. I need something to drink here. All right, our reading for today is Proverbs 19, 20, and 21, Psalm 40, and Romans 16. So, Proverbs 19. Hear the word of the Lord. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked in lips and is a fool. Also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge, and he who hurries his footsteps sins. The folly of man subverts his way, but his heart rages against Yahweh. Wealth adds many friends, but a poor man is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will not escape. Many will seek the favor of a noble man, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends distance themselves from him? He pursues them with words, but they are no more. He who acquires a heart of wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps discernment will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a slave to rule over princes. A man's insight makes him slow to anger, and it is his honor to overlook a transgression. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is destruction to his father, and the contentions of a wife are a constant dripping. House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a wife who has insight is from Yahweh. Laziness casts into a deep sleep, and a slack-handed soul will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who despises his way will die. He who is gracious to a poor man lends to Yahweh, and he will repay him for his bountiful deed. Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not direct your soul to put him to death. A man of great wrath will bear the penalty, for if you deliver him, you will only have to do it again. Listen to counsel and receive discipline, that you may be wise in the end of your days. Many thoughts are in a man's heart, but it is the counsel of Yahweh that will stand. What is desirable in a man is his loving kindness, and better is a poor man than a man of falsehood. The fear of Yahweh leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, not visited by evil. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, but will not even bring it back to his mouth. Strike a scoffer, and the simple may become prudent. But reprove one who has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He who assaults his father and causes his mother to flee is a son who brings shame and humiliation. Cease listening, my son, to discipline, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A vile witness scoffs at justice, and the mouth of the wicked swallows up iniquity. Judgments are established for scoffers, and beatings for the back of fools. Proverbs 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. The terror of a king is like the roar of a lion. He who provokes him to anger sins against his own soul. It is a glory of a man to cease quarreling, but any ignorant fool will break out in dispute. The sluggard does not plow from winter on, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of discernment draws it out. many a man will call out his own loving kindness, but a faithful man who can find. A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. A king who sits on the throne of justice disperses all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean from my sin? Differing weights and differing measures, both of them are an abomination to Yahweh. It is by his deeds that a young man makes himself known, if his conduct is pure and light. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yahweh has made both of them. Do not love sleep, lest you become poor. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with food. Bad, bad, says the buyer, but when he goes his way, then he boasts. There is gold and an abundance of pearls, but the lips of knowledge are a more precious vessel. Take his garment when he becomes a guarantor for a stranger, and for foreigners hold him in pledge. Bread obtained by lying is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Thoughts are established by counsel, so make war by guidance. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with one of loose lips. He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in the midst of darkness. An inheritance gained hurriedly at the beginning, in the end will not be blessed. Do not say, I will repay evil. Hope in Yahweh, and he will save you. Differing weights are an abomination to Yahweh, and a deceitful balance is not good. The steps of a man are from Yahweh. How then can man understand his way? It is a trap for man to say rashly, it is holy, and after the vows to make inquiry. A wise king winnows the wicked and turns the threshing wheel over them. The breath of man is the lamp of Yahweh, searching all the innermost parts of his body. Loving kindness and truth will guard the king, and he upholds his throne by loving kindness. The honor of young men is their strength, and the majesty of old men is their gray hair. Stripes that wound scour away evil, and strokes reach the innermost parts of the body. Proverbs 21. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of Yahweh. He turns it wherever he pleases. Every man's way is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is chosen by Yahweh over sacrifice. Haughty eyes and proud heart, the fallow ground of the wicked, are sin. The thoughts of the diligent lead surely to profit, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. Working for treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting breath by those who pursue death. The destruction of the wicked will drag them away, because they refuse to do justice. The way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is upright. It is better to live in a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked craves evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. Then the scoffer is punished, the simple becomes wise, and when one considers wisdom, he receives knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked, turning the wicked to ruin. He who shuts his ear to the outcry of the poor will himself also call and not be answered. A gift in secret subdues anger, and a bribe in the bosom strong wrath. To do justice is pleasure for the righteous, but is ruin to the workers of iniquity. A man who wanders from the way of insight will rest in the assembly of the dead. He who loves pleasure will become a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not become rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the treacherous is in the place of the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and vexing woman. There is a desirable treasure and oil in the abode of the wise, but a foolish man swallows it up. He who pursues righteousness and loving kindness finds life, righteousness, and glory. A wise man goes up to the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. He who keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Arrogant, haughty, scoffer are his names, who acts with arrogant fury. The desire of the sluggard puts him to death, for his hands refuse to work. All day long he is insatiably craving, while the righteous gives and does not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with a wicked scheme? A false witness will perish, but the man who listens will speak forever. A wicked man displays a brazen face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. There is no wisdom, there is no discernment, and there is no counsel against Yahweh. The horse is set for the day of battle, but salvation belongs to Yahweh. Psalm 40. For the choir director of David, a psalm. I hoped earnestly for Yahweh, and he inclined to me and heard my cry for help. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a high rock. He established my steps. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and will trust in Yahweh. How blessed is the man who has made Yahweh his trust, and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who stray into falsehood. Many, O Yahweh my God, are the wondrous deeds you have done, and your thoughts toward us. There is none to compare with you. I would declare and speak of them, but they are too numerous to recount. Sacrifice and meal offering you have not desired. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my inner being. I proclaim good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Behold, I do not restrain my lips. O Yahweh, you know. I do not conceal your righteousness within my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your salvation. I do not hide your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. You, O Yahweh, will not withhold your compassion from me. Your loving kindness and your truth will continually guard me. For evils beyond number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to see. They are more numerous than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me. Be pleased, O Yahweh, to deliver me. Make haste, O Yahweh, to help me. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who seek my life to sweep it away. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in evil against me. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, Aha, aha. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, Yahweh be magnified. As for me, I am afflicted and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and the one who rescues me. Do not delay, O my God. And Romans 16, the last chapter of Romans. Now I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself has also been a benefactor of many and of myself as well. Greet Prissa and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risk their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Also greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epanetus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. Greet Mary, who has labored much for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding to the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodion, my kinsman. Greet those of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, laborers in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, a choice man in the Lord, also his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brothers, to keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and stumblings contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them. For such men are slaves, not for our Lord Christ, but of their own stomach, and by their smooth and flattering speech they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. For the report of your obedience has reached to all. Therefore I am rejoicing over you, but I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, and so do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you, and Quartus, the brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the Gentiles, leading to obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. All right. Well, that is our reading for the day. Thank you for spending this time with me. I continue to pray that our time together in the Word helps to keep us saturated on a daily basis. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Let's go ahead and close out with the third day evening prayer before sleep. Let's pray. Oh, and actually, I'm sorry, give me a second. I'd also like to ask you to pray in your personal prayers for Pastor Tom Pennington. It's Countryside Bible Church, I believe, that he's pastor of. He's somebody I've heard many a time, a wonderful, wonderful man of God, wonderful preacher. He's been on vacation, and he had a type of heart event. I don't know if it was a full-blown heart attack or whatever, but they had to resuscitate him. He's off the ventilator. He's talking to people and such. So, but it's going to be a long road to recovery. So I would definitely say pray for he and his church. Again, wonderful man of God. He has truly blessed me with the, I've listened to him a number of times at conferences and stuff. Truly blessed me. His sermons and stuff. Just wow. What a wonderful servant of our Lord and Savior. So please keep him, his family, and his church, Countryside Bible Church, there in Texas, in your prayers. All right, let's go ahead and pray to close this out. God of all sovereignty, thy greatness is unsearchable, thy name most excellent, thy glory above the heavens. 10,000 minister to thee, 10,000 times 10,000 stand before thee. In thy awful presence we are less than nothing. We do not approach thee because we deserve thy notice, for we are sinners. Our necessities compel us, thy promises encourage us, our broken hearts incite us. The mediator draws us, thy acceptance of others moves us. Look thou upon us and be merciful unto us. Convince us of the penalty and pollution of sin. Give us faith to believe and believing to have life in Jesus. May we enter into his sufferings. Let us see thy hand in the instruments of our grief, rejoicing that they are from thy overruling providence. Let not our weeping hinder sowing, nor sorrow duty. While living in a world of change, let us seek the abiding city. Be with us to our journey's end, that we may glorify thee in death as in life. We bless thee for preservation, supplies, mercies, and to thee, keeper of souls, we commit all we are and have. May no evil befall us, no sickness come nigh us, no horror disturb us. May our conscience be clear, our hearts pure, our sleep sweet, and with the innumerable company who neither slumber nor rest, we join in ascribing blessing, honor, glory, and power to the Lamb upon the throne forever and ever. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.